Good evening. It's Larry Sharp here at the Gov Shack. Yes, it's now the Gov Shack in the middle of the street where we can get together. The Gov Shack, maybe. Am I going to get sued for that? Yes, it is the Gov Shack. Larry Sharp here. No longer running for governor, but still here talking to you about New York, about the U.S., about liberty, about issues in general. Still here Wednesday evenings. I'll be here not every Wednesday, but every couple of Wednesdays. You can still say hi. Give me a buzz, hoop and holler, scream, 877-480-4120. Yes, I'm here. And I guess I'm talking about the results and the future from the election. I spent about I spent about a year and 2 months, 3 months, give or take, campaigning, crossing the state and doing a lot of work and meeting people. And I think the funniest thing I look back now is all the people complaining. Why are you complaining? I gave you an option and you chose somebody else and now you're complaining. Don't complain. It's not my fault. You should have voted for me. I gave you an option, but you chose not to. So it's all good. The funny part is I am finding people as I go around New York City. Just this last week, I went right back to work. Last week, I went right back to work teaching at Baruch College. And then doing coaching classes at some of my larger clients that were still waiting for me. Luckily, many of them were still waiting for me, so I'm lucky that they actually held on and waited. So that was good. So I still find myself here or there getting recognized in the street, which is funny. I'm sitting outside of a grocery store, and someone is outside the grocery. I'm outside the grocery store, and my wife is inside purchasing some goodies. And the guy walks up to me and says, "Hey, it's Larry Sharp. How are you?" He shakes my hand and knows me. A guy in the street meets me last week. "Hey, it's Larry Sharp. Can we get a selfie? My friend's going to be jealous," and blah, blah, blah. So I'm still getting some of that, which is good. So the hope is that even though we didn't have amazing results, the hope is that the impact is still there. The hope is that the impact is still there, that people are still remembering what we did and how important it was. And when they start getting smacked around, which is going to happen coming up here, as they start getting smacked around, they realize, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have bought that lie. Maybe I shouldn't have bought that left-right paradigm lie. Maybe I shouldn't have. And maybe I should have tried to vote for that third party, because people say all the time, third parties can't win because we're going to vote for them. Just vote for them. Then they'll win. It really is that simple. So I think that's the funniest thing. And the second thing I find out that's funny is people from my business world go, "Larry, I was watching your campaign. It was great. I loved it." I was like, "Wow, that's amazing." So a lot of people were watching. They didn't vote for me, but boy, did they watch. So that's good. So I figured out one thing I can get. I can get viewers. I can get media. I can get money. That I got down. So that's something that we should all be very proud of. For those of you who are still paying attention, for those of you who are still donating, by the way, if you're still donating, thank you. The committee is still open. We are still accepting donations. So if you want to donate, please keep going. I'm taking the money now that's in the campaign to keep promoting liberty. I'll be crossing the country next year and this year within New York State. I'll be going to 3 or 4, maybe even 5 or 6 different events here in New York State. Next week, I'm going to Westchester. And the week after, I'm going to be in New Paltz. And I think someplace in Rockland County also. So I am still up there, going out, still meeting people, shaking hands, kissing babies still, getting the message out, and trying to motivate people. I know people already who've reached out to me who are running for office this year. So you've got people who are running for office. I'll be supporting them in 2019 and 2020. I will be supporting them in the future. So we're still doing that. So if you want to help out, please keep helping out. Some of you have recurring donations that are still landing. Keep donating if you want to. I'd love it. It makes my life a whole lot easier. As those of you who know me well, you know, I basically took off a year. So I went right back to work the next week. Like literally, I was back at work within about 4 days. I was back at work trying to make some money, trying to keep my wife and my family happy. So any donations, I'm still happy to take, and I will take them, and I tell you exactly what I'll use them for. Again, it's still a committee. You will still see everything that the money's spent on. We still report, and I'll be using it so that I can travel across New York State to still keep promoting the message and still letting people know. And hopefully, still doing some media. There is some media outlets that still want to talk to me, which is great. So we're looking at media outlets still passing hopefully passing that baton to the next group of people who really want to move this forward. Look, the answers that we came up with as a movement are good, solid, smart answers. People like them. People get it. The problem is they were afraid. The person who won this election wasn't actually Cuomo. I mean, he won the election, but I mean the overall election. It was Donald Trump. Donald Trump was able to make this election about him more than anybody else. And the sad part is, for the average New Yorker, it didn't matter. For the average New Yorker, whether, you know, Trump, this election be about Trump or not, didn't matter at all for the average New Yorker. But a lot of New Yorkers believed it, and they came out in droves. I mean, we had about 5.5 million people voting. Is that about right? When usually in this kind of election, we have 3.5, 2 million more people voting. They weren't voting for me. So that knocked down my percentage desperately. My percentage could have been easily 3 or 4% if we didn't have so many people voting. But they all came out and they ran out heavily to get to be mad at Trump or to support Trump, one or the other. And of course, there was the greatest lie, which was, hey, the Republican is closing the gap. He could win. Wow, what a lie that was. And people bought it and they voted red and said, my guy could win. No, he couldn't. He was never going to win. And here's the thing that some of you might realize, and I hope you look for the future and see this and talk to your friends about this. Whether or not I won or come in second or third, whatever the case may be, what happened was status quo. Democrats won the statewide election. Republicans came in second. The only people who won were the establishment. The establishment Democrats won, and the establishment Republicans won. The establishment won the election. That's for sure here in New York State. So what does that mean? Status quo. Nothing is going to change. People are mad. The MTA is a disaster. Yeah. And you voted for the guy who's kept the disaster for 8 years. You want to change now? You have validated all of his bad behavior. You gave a mandate to a dictator and you're surprised he's dictating. The Republican Party is going to get better. No, it isn't. It's a disaster. You rewarded it for bad behavior. You said, yes, put up a sacrificial lamb. We'll sacrifice him. And you did. And where is he? Nowhere. Of course, he's not talking to you anymore. He doesn't care. He's back in Dutchess County, as I told you, he'd be there, forgetting about who you are. He didn't care in the first place. He was sacrificed on the altar. He's fine. Assuming that he wins the next election. If he doesn't, he'll be like Astorino and he'll be a nobody in 2 years. Or he'll win his election and it will be the right answer for him. Good for him either way, right? That's what's going to happen. But if I'd come in second, imagine what would be changing right now. Imagine, here's the best part for you. For those of you in the New York City area, there are people right now who are protesting Amazon coming to Long Island City. This is the best one for me personally. This one for me is sweet. I'm sorry. I don't mean to gloat a little bit, but Amazon's going to help me. Literally, I live next to Long Island City. Next to Long Island City is Astoria. Literally, I live next door. When Amazon comes in, my property value goes up. When Amazon comes in, I'm going to get business. This is what I do. Big business is what I do all the time. I'm going to get coaching clients, training clients. I'm going to win. Amazon helps me out. But I was the one saying it's a bad idea. I was the only one saying I will stop bribing big business to come to New York State. If I have to give you $2 billion to come to my state sucks. I shouldn't have to give you $2 billion to come to my state. That means my environment's terrible. I'm giving you $2 billion. How many taxpayers are there in New York State? 10 million maybe? Everyone's paying $200 to help my marketing? Thank you, New York State. Upstate New York is doing it too. You, the people who are upstate who voted Democrat, you're paying for Amazon and you will see no value whatsoever. And you're paying for it. Thank you for the job you're going to give me. I appreciate that for the work I'm going to get. I want to say thank you for that. But wow, just I love the idea that so many people voted exactly the same way. And then when exactly the same thing keeps happening, they protest. You had a chance to protest. It was November 6th. That was effective protesting if you'd done it right. But you didn't. You trained them that your protests mean nothing. You've trained them that you're not going to take any action whatsoever. You're going to go on the streets, get mad, block up traffic, and then vote exactly the same way and keep the same people in power. I hope that when you're talking to your friends and family during Thanksgiving, you might bring this up. Those who voted that way. Now, to be clear, If you're happy with the way New York State is going now and you're making money and you're happy and your kids are good, you probably should have voted status quo. That would have been a very good vote for you if that's who you are. But then you're not complaining. You're like, Cuomo won and awesome. That's how you feel. Good for you, to be fair with you. If you're happy with the way it's going and you voted Cuomo, life is good. Good for you. I'm not. So I'm hoping that in the future, as you're talking to people, you don't let this die. I would like you to not let this die. We spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money, and that's why I'm still here. I don't want you or any of us to just let this go away. Far too often, and I'll be very forward with you guys, for those of you paying attention, in the last several weeks of the campaign, when I saw that bogus Siena poll come out, which they put out, which said the Republicans going to come back and win somehow, and I couldn't get my poll out in time, that's when I knew we were in trouble. I didn't think we'd do so poorly. I didn't, but I knew we wouldn't do well. And when that happened, you know, people were like, Larry, you're not going to win. You're not going to do well. And I was very forward, if you remember me. I said, no, we're going to sprint to the finish line. We're going to sprint to the end. I didn't want to lose momentum at all. So I fought to make sure I would not lose momentum. And that was on purpose. That was on purpose so we could just keep going. Because even though we lost, I didn't want the fight to end. And if I gave up or the campaign slowed down, we would have wound up giving up. I didn't want that at all. I wanted to make sure we keep going. I know it's harder. It is. I know it's harder. But sometimes when you're addicted, you got to go down to just literally rock bottom before you come back up. New York State's addicted to the status quo. It's addicted to the establishment. At one point, they're going to have to come back up. At one point, they're going to hit rock bottom. And when they do, for those of us left in the state, I know lots of us are leaving, but for those who left in the state, our hand will be out. And we'll say, I'm here. Come on. Aren't you tired of this? I'm here. I want to make sure that we're still here. I want to make sure that we push through and don't stop. So even though I knew at the end we weren't going to win, and I didn't know how bad we were going to do, I didn't want to slow down at all. And I kept pushing hard. You guys saw, and I kept pushing hard. And that's why I'm still doing it. That's why I'm still here. I don't want us to walk away. We've got to keep pushing on, and I hope that we will. So now I have a couple calls. I will take them in a second. We'll take a quick break. I'll come right back. I'll take some calls, and we'll keep going on the new, not the governor's house anymore. Now, it's the Gov Shack. It just sounds cooler. Talk to you in a couple minutes. 2 minutes.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
We'll be right back.
It's Larry Sharp here back at the Gov Shack. Thank you so much for listening and watching and paying attention. I appreciate it so much. Someone brought up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, my congressman now. Is she status quo or is she the establishment? No, but she didn't run this election. I mean, she did, but she ran in the primary, right? And the primary was anti-establishment, right? So she won the primary. That's what she won. So she won an anti-establishment primary piece. And to be clear, many people don't like her. I get that. But I want to give her props. She busted her rump. She busted her rump, knocking on doors, doing everything she could possibly do. And she ran against the most establishment guy in the world who was asleep at the wheel. Her opponent was asleep at the wheel. He literally lives in Virginia. Yes, he represents New York, and he lives in Virginia. So she's a bit of an exception to the rule, if that makes any sense. I hope that part was clear. Let me grab a couple calls, if I could. Let me grab Tommy, line one. How are you?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Tommy, what's going on? Tell me about your race, brother. How'd you do?
Well, brother, I tell you, straight ticket voting just absolutely just annihilated us.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
The Republican incumbent won. I did gain 20% of the vote.
That's amazing.
I pulled 205 Republican votes away from him, and I had 177 Democrats vote for me as well.
Nice.
So I'm by no means displeased. Matter of fact, I'm really encouraged. People are starting to wake up. The tone around the county is really changing. The atmosphere is changing. I'm going to leave the page up. It is now just Tommy Brown, Washington County Libertarian. And I'm going to leave the page up. I'm going to take 2019 and 2020. And I'm going to really be community involved. And kind of be in the community face.
I like the idea, Tommy. I do. I like it.
And build my voter base.
But there's something else that's important here, and this happened with you and it happened with me too, which is some people are starting to notice, and that is the people that we got out to vote, what you just said is exactly it. We actually got Democrats and Republicans to be a third party. We got them to be libertarian. No other party did that this time around. Right. The other people simply got their base to come out, or people who are already Democrats to show up, people already left to go left or right to go right. What we were able to do with this election, the one advantage we had is we were able to actually get people who are going to come and they're going to stay. This wasn't just one election. In 2016, a lot of people ran to Gary Johnson. Some stayed, but a lot went away. They were like, I just don't like these two people. And that was it. I think when it came to us, we got a lot of people who said, no. I like Larry, I like Tommy, and I like this libertarian idea, and we're going to stay. So I think what both of us have done, you obviously in Indiana and me here, is that we were able to get people who were either going to stay home or who were going to stay as Democrats, Republicans, and we actually moved them to be more advocates. We have more advocates now than we've ever had. We have more activists now than we ever had. So I think that's a great thing, and I want to say thanks, Tommy, for running, and thanks for keeping the faith, brother. I appreciate it.
Oh man, not a problem, Larry. I want to thank you, you really helped me out. I will be messaging you here on Facebook next couple days and kind of laying the future out. Kind of, I don't want to say anything on the air because I don't want to give it away just yet.
Okay.
But there is something big on the horizon for me.
I like it.
And I will be messaging you here in a couple days on Messenger, and I will be laying that out. But, Larry, thank you so much for believing in me.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for all your help. And you and I will stay in contact, brother, I promise you.
Perfect. Have a good one. Good luck, my friend.
Good luck. Thanks. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think that's an important thing, that what we're doing, there are a lot of people now who are advocates, who've jumped on board and are going to keep moving this forward, right? I only got about 100,000 votes. That's 100,000 people who are going to be on board, right? And some people are saying, Larry, I think you actually got more votes. And I think I did too. Here's the issue to be forward with you. The ballot was set up in a way so that, one, I was hardly seen. Some people didn't even know I was on the ballot. And the second thing is I was right next to Stephanie Miner on the same line. So I'm sure people checked both boxes thinking Stephanie was my lieutenant governor. Checked both boxes. And now those are called voided. So there's a bunch, it's like 100,000 voided votes. So I'm sure I got more. Why am I not fighting it? Because nobody cares. I'm just being forward with you. The establishment does not care. I can yell and scream if I want to, and they'll go, oh, Paul Ira Sharpe, shut up, and ignore me. They don't care. We fought them on the ballot itself. The ballot was bogus, and they said, we don't care. The establishment doesn't really care. I get that. Here's the reality. The panacea is winning. The cure-all is victory. We have to try to win. And as we keep trying to win, we'll get something. For those of you who are in a liberty movement, right, outside of just New York State, New York State hasn't gotten ballot access for the Libertarian Party in forever, in 40-some-odd years. We never got it. And we've been fighting for ballot access forever. This is the first election. I didn't care about ballot access at all. At all. I spoke only about winning, nothing else. About winning. Then and during the end, I was talking about coming in second, right? First about winning, then about coming in second when I realized we were having trouble having the opportunity to win. So I thought about coming in second. That's it. I never talked about ballot access. And guess what we got? Ballot access. This is a life lesson. This is a business lesson. Don't shoot for mediocrity. You'll get garbage. Shoot for perfection and you'll get excellence. I shot for excellence. I got pretty damn good. I'm pretty happy with what happened. It's pretty good. It's not bad. It's good. But it does go to one other thing. People have been asking me, Larry, why don't you run again? Larry, you got to run again. Look, here's the reality. It takes a lot of money to make this thing work and a lot of infrastructure. A lot of money, a lot of infrastructure. If we can raise enough money and infrastructure, we'll talk about it. If not, maybe someone else should pick up the reins. I'm not sure. But what I'm saying is we have to build infrastructure and raise money. One thing I showed during this campaign, I can raise money. I started with $10,000 of my own dollars and raised about $500,000. That's a pretty good ratio. I like 50 to 1. That's pretty good. So why don't I next time start with $2 million? Then I'll raise $100 million. Then we'll win. I like that idea, right? How about we do that? But something else, for those of you who may or may not know, I got, I think, if I'm not mistaken, about 11% of the vote in Steuben County. That's huge. It's huge. Is it the people in Steuben County are super smart? They are, but that's not why. One of the reasons why is we have a very powerful, active Libertarian Party affiliate in Steuben County. And they were able to get out there and knock on doors and talk to people and help me set up events so I could show up there 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And press showed up when I was there. And they were very good. And the local affiliates were powerful. You know, Democrats, Republicans, they have that infrastructure in every county. Third parties don't have that. Libertarian Party doesn't have that. We start building that in these next couple of years. We got a shot at making some real damage in 2020. We got to build that infrastructure up. That we have to do without question to do that. So I hope that will happen. Let me grab another call if I could. This is Jamie. Jamie, how are you?
Hey, Jamie. Hey, Larry. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm Larry. You're Jamie.
That's right. Hey, Larry, I want to ask you two questions. I don't think I remember asking you during the election is, what is your position on any company, big or small, tax breaks versus tax subsidies? I'm pretty sure I know your answer to the second one, but do you think it's fair to give, I would disagree all businesses, but some businesses a tax break to come to the state? I'm not sure. I don't. Totally
no. Let me answer the question. It's a great question. Yes. And here's the answer. Yes. No bribing people to come to the state. No bribing people. If I have to give tax breaks, that means my environment isn't good enough, right? I want to create an environment where people want to come. Now, tax breaks. The only way I'd be okay, I'm never okay with a tax subsidy.
But neither am I.
Would I be okay with a tax break? Only in one case. If the government had helped someone else to hurt this group, then the government can repay this group by giving it a tax break if that happened. So theoretically, I'm not against all tax breaks. I'm not. Or I'm not against all tax breaks if it's universal. For an example, every small business for the first year or some idea like that to encourage the entire market. That's not necessarily a bad idea either. So there are certain cases where I'd be okay with limited tax breaks. If I'm trying to right a government wrong, theoretically, I could do that, right? One industry was being somehow helped by the government and the other one wasn't being. The theoretic, again, this is in theory. And the second piece would be, yeah, if it was universal. So everybody who did X could get a tax break for a certain period of time to encourage something. Everybody did this or did that. Sure, that in that style, I could do something like that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Did I answer your question?
Remember when about, I don't know how many years ago, was Cuomo started that startup program, that failure, and it gave new businesses first 10, was it 5 years, tax-free or something like that,
boom.
And their employees were taxed for the first 2 years or something like that, income tax, state income tax.
Nothing but boo, because there were so many strings attached to that program. There was that was nothing but a boondoggle of tons of money and branding saying how he cares about New York. If you want a real startup New York plan, a real startup New York plan would be something like the second you put in your LLC or S Corp, you're tax free for 2 years. Period. Done. The second you put that in, you're done. Tax free 2 years. That's a startup New York plan. I don't have to apply for anything. I have my S Corp or my LLC, whatever that thing is. The second I start it, the accountant or lawyer knows, oh, okay, you started it. You get 2 years.
Right.
Done. Now, as long as you aren't the same person, that'd be it.
Yep.
Done.
Right. I see. Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
That's the question I want to ask you. And that's all I need to know. Thank you.
Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
All right, so yeah, the idea of helping businesses is great. I don't have a problem with government trying to help business. I do have a problem with government picking winners and losers, because once you start picking winners and losers, you are asking for corruption. You are begging for corruption. The second I say, well, you know, the book industry is a good industry, the ceramic industry is a good industry, insert thing here, the second I do that, I'm asking for lobbyists to show up at my door, give me money, and say, give me tax breaks. I'm begging for corruption. Why would I do that? Why would I set up an environment that's going to encourage corruption? That's a horrible idea. I want to set up an environment that encourages fairness throughout the entire system. So again, if it's everyone who does X or everyone who does Y, then it's fair. No worries. I don't have a problem with that at all. Or again, if I'm righting a wrong, right? If for some reason the government's been hammering people. And the example I might give is an issue right here in New York City, right? In New York City, we've had the medallion situation with taxis for decades. I mean, it's a horrible, corrupt mob system. And the mayor and the governor just keep giving more money to these terrible mobsters. It's a horrible idea. We literally have a rash of suicides of yellow taxi cab drivers because they can't afford these medallions. So if you wanted to say, for example, as you phase the medallion system out, allow these cab drivers X number of years of tax breaks for a certain number of years to make up for the system that we put in. Like literally they couldn't drive unless they bought a government medallion, which was now in a mob system, a monopoly that we created and punished them. That kind of thing I'd be okay with in theory, right? To give them a break because we did that as government. We screwed them over. It's a form of reparations in that regard, right? That might make sense to kind of right the wrong. In that case, maybe I would do something like that. So hope that answers your question. All right, I'm going to grab a quick break. Then I'll grab some more calls and some of your questions. Be back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Gov Shack. Larry Sharp here, yet here again for the second half of the show. I want to say thank you again for taking your time out of this Thanksgiving Eve. Yes, I know some of you are heading home with family and friends, and thank you for taking a couple seconds to sit here and listen to me yap and watch me yap yet again. I'm trying my best to make sure we don't let this end, right? Which is why I still want to take calls. I still want to talk to you. I told you, and for some of you who've been paying attention to me, I did a video November of 2016 when I told you all at the Trumpet One, I said, guys, I know we didn't do as well as we wanted to. That's when Gary Johnson did not win. I said, but give me 2 years. We'll do something great. I will run. I'll do something great. You guys get out there and run. And I did. I promised you I would. And I did. I did what I said. I promised and I did it. When we were doing the campaign, I was doing this. I said I would not end the show. I'd keep doing it. I promised. I'm doing it. So I'm showing you that when I say it, I'll do it. I'm continuing this fight. I want you to keep going also. Don't stop. When people start complaining, remember, don't blame me. I voted for Larry Sharp. Don't forget that. Don't blame me. I voted for Larry Sharp. Exactly right. And for those of you who want me to keep going, donate. Keep donating. If you already have one of those recurring donations, you're doing 5, 10, 20 bucks a month, keep going. I'm using it to do things like this, right? So I'm still using the money to keep this going. So please keep donating. LarrySharp.com still exists. Click on donate. Go right ahead. Don't stop. Please still follow all of the social media. Larry Sharp is now Larry Sharp, comma, libertarian. It's Larry Sharp for New York YouTube page. Please follow all those things. I'll still be doing media. I'll still be putting things out. So please still keep following it and be active as you want to be. This doesn't have to end. We can keep going. Absolutely, we can. All right. So again, LarrySharp.com/donate. Do a monthly donation. $5, $10. It's equivalent to Patreon. If you want to do that, maybe we'll set a Patreon account also. We'll figure that out if you think that makes sense. We'll do all those things to make sure we can keep going and keep creating media. All right. I'm going to grab Dan. Dan, how are you?
You talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Larry, this is Ben. Ben Letter. Good to speak with you.
Oh, again. Ben, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man, just enjoying your show. I'll keep this brief, Larry. I just want to say to everybody out there, Larry delivered. He delivered the ballot access. Please, please don't squander this ballot access, New York. You have a 4-year window of opportunity to really make this count, and it's a shout-out to everybody in New York. Please contact Larry. Please run for office. Please be the change. Become a candidate. Larry, take it from here. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good night. Happy Turkey Day. Yeah, I mean, look, this is true. We have ballot access for 4 years. We have an actual... And look, there are other third parties in New York. They just aren't real parties, right? The other parties are puppets of the large party, except for the Green Party. The Green Party is its own party. But the Green Party's job in New York State, and this is not every state, but in New York State, the Green Party's job is to make sure Democrats stay left. That's their job. And they'll tell you that. Their job is to make sure Democrats stay left. If they aren't left enough, the Greens get mad and shake their fists and say, get more left. That's what they do here in New York State. There's no actual opposition party. The Republican Party is not an opposition party. It's a lapdog party here in New York State, right? And again, if you're a Republican in New York State, you know that. That's all they do. They tell lies every 2 years saying, this is our year, and they lose. Republican Party's broken in New York State. I mean, just, I'm assuming it's like a Democratic Party in, like, Oklahoma is my assumption. I'm not sure, I don't know about well, but I know there are many red states where the Democratic Party's broken. This is a blue state. Republican Party's broken. That's what's happening in New York State. If you're a Republican, it is broken. Absolutely gone. So with that being the case, the only actual opposition party is Libertarian Party. There's no opposition. We're the only party who actually has plans. We're the only party who aggressively says, this is wrong, here's an answer. This is wrong, here's an answer. There's no one else who's saying that. So we're actually the only opposition party. And if we're the opposition party, guess what? We got to build out some infrastructure. We got to keep building out infrastructure. And I say it again. Right now, Libertarian Party in New York State, we have 62 counties, and I think we have 25 or 26 affiliates. I'm not sure it's in that area, which means 25 or 26 local county parties. That's not great, right? But we only had 20 before I started running. So we gained like 5 or 6 just this last year. Why? Because I was out there. You guys are out there now. Join your local parties. Keep this going. The infrastructure matters. Uh-huh. If you can run, run. If you can't run, please don't. Then support. We need people to support. And I want to be very forward here. And I know I've said it before, but I got to say it again. I was very disappointed with the support or lack thereof of many of the heavy hitter libertarians in the nation. They were not great. They were not great at all. Their support, some of them was good, but most of them was not great. It was very disappointing. It was dismissive. It was, why don't you run as a Republican? Then I'll give you money. It was that. But when it came to the average New Yorker, wow, you guys were amazing. When it came to the average libertarian out there who's not even in my state, wow, you guys showed up more than I thought you would. I thought I was asking too much of you. I thought you'd have your day-to-day life, and I was asking too much of you. And oh my God, did you show up far more than I thought would be possible. I thought I'd be asking too much, and you guys gave me more. You gave me so much, so amazing. Thank you so much for just getting out there and making things happen. And I hope that some of the heavy hitters, I hope they feel ashamed. I hope they feel bad. Don't get me wrong, when I meet them again, I will make them feel bad. That's what I'll do. So, and they should feel bad, right? Because they should have supported us more, and many of them didn't. And they talked trash, and when the time came to show up, they didn't show up. They didn't. But you did. You showed up. You showed up like your life depended on it. And for some of you, I know it does. And you did. You showed up like it really mattered. And I know I keep saying this, but I got to keep saying it. Please keep showing up. Please keep showing up. I'm doing events in December, right? I'm back out again. I know I'm insane. I'm back out again. I'm doing two or three events in December. I'll be doing a couple in January, all in New York State. Two or three in New York State in December, two or three in New York State in January. I'll be doing a couple in January too, new places. And then I'll be going to a couple of, a couple of state conventions, probably California, Pennsylvania. Then a couple of those are coming up. I'll be going there also. Of course, New York State. Obviously, I'll be going to that one. So I'll be going to a bunch of events. And as I go there, I'll be doing many things. I'll be trying to get press, which you see me do all the time. I'll be getting those podcasts again. I'm not done with those. I'll be going back on TV to the best of my ability, doing that stuff too. I'll be raising money, of course, because I want to be able to support people who are running next year and people running in 2020. I want to be able to be the guy to help you and those who need help to show up, right? And there's something else, remember, that we built here. And not everybody gets this. Not only did we build out infrastructure, we built out policy. There are people now who can run across the country or across the state and use my policy. It's on the website. Just take it. It's there. Just take it. The white paper pages are there. Just take them. That's why I built them. That's why my team went crazy to put all these things together. So you can have them. We now have this ability to do that. Not just that. Look at my YouTube page. Copy what you like. Do things you saw me do. Look at my Facebook page. Copy what you think works best in your area. I did what I felt was best in mine. You should do what you think is best in yours. But not just that. All the media I got, now they're accustomed to libertarian coming on and talking the way I talked. You can copy me now. You can have your people reach out to those people. Bug those people. Get on podcasts. Say the same things. You can do that stuff now. It's there. This campaign, even though I really wish we had broken 10%, I did. And I hope we had, and that was my goal. I talked about before, I wanted to break 10%. And I am disappointed we didn't get 10%. We did still build enough infrastructure for someone else to get 10% or 20% or 40% or 51%. We did actually build that out. That now exists to build this name brand out. And to Ben's point, if we do this well in New York State, 2022 will be easy. It'll be a breeze. If we build that infrastructure, it's a breeze. If we don't, we're going to struggle. But it's there, right? Not just that. I had 7 directors. All those directors now are ready for you to become campaign managers. Every one of them. We have campaign managers now. Lots of them now. People can use it. All those volunteers, they're ready to become directors. They were ready to jump in, to get on board, to help out candidates. But I want to be clear on one thing, though. I don't want you running because you think you should run. I'm going to be clear on this, guys. If any of you want to run, great, please run. But don't run because you think you should run. Run because you can commit to running. The other thing I hope I did, and I really hope I did this, I tried to show you how a campaign should be run. I didn't do it by preaching at you. I preach all the time. But that's not what I did. I did it by showing you. Right? I did it by doing it myself. I showed you what I wanted, that it could be done. If you are someone who cannot commit, that you can't commit to taking enough time out of your life to actually campaign, doesn't have to be, you don't have to quit your job like I did. I was crazy. You don't have to go that far. But if you can't take 2, 3, 4 days out of your week every single week to campaign, don't run. Sure. Don't say, oh, well, I'd run, but I got a family. Then don't run. But I got a job. Then don't run. Run only if you can commit to taking many days off during a week and campaigning. If you can't do that, don't run. Instead, support someone who can do that. They need you for sure. If you can only give a couple of hours a week to a campaign, don't run. Make phone calls, be a coordinator, set up events, run someone's Facebook page, run someone's Instagram. Do what you think is appropriate that you can do in your life, that you can commit to. If that's not multiple days a week, don't run. Don't say, Larry, I want to run because I want to make a difference. Or there's no one running in my county. Then let no one run in your county. Let me say it again. If no one's running in your county and you can't be a good candidate, let no one run in your county. I don't want 4,000 candidates next year support, and one is supported and 3,999 are not. That was one of the reasons why we struggled as a party, this entire nation, this campaign. This year, the Libertarian Party in general got its ass kicked. One of the reasons, there are many reasons. Donald Trump was a big reason. But another reason was we were spread thin. We were spread thin. I don't want to make that same error in New York State coming up here. I need you to run if you can commit to running. If you can't, no worries. Commit to what you can for someone else. Whatever you're good at, whatever you can commit to. But when you commit, commit. I did. You must. If you can't commit, then don't commit. But if you can, do it. I would rather have 10 committed candidates with amazing teams supporting those candidates than 400 candidates who are all lost. Give me 10 good ones who are prepared to commit, to show up, do the work, take 3, 4 days out of their work week to get out there, get in front of people, get press, write blogs, do go lives, do all those things. Then we can rock and roll. That is our future. We do that, we'll build even more infrastructure. I got a couple people on the phones. I'll grab them in a second. After these, 2 minutes. Be right back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Ari Sharp here back on the Gov Shack this Thanksgiving Eve. Thank you guys for watching, listening, paying attention. I appreciate it. Someone asked me, will I run for mayor of New York City? No! There is no way in the world I can win that race. This city is the closest thing you're going to have to a communist state that there is in America, I think. I mean, maybe San Fran's close. I don't know, but wow. You think I got low numbers in New York State? Oh, my God. I'd hope to break 0.5% here in New York City, and I'd have to take 3 years of my life to get that. I'm not sure that's going to be the right answer, but I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you so much. Let me grab a couple calls. I have Manuel on line one. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Dad? How's everything?
Oh, it's my son. How are you?
I'm doing very good, thank God, besides that minor setback, but everything else is going great. You know,
I'm very happy that you are still here. This is good. I'm glad you're still here. I'm glad you're still motivated. It was a tough night. You know, election night was a tough night for all of us. But we just got to get ourselves back up and we got to just keep moving. There's more work to be done.
Exactly. And so many people nationwide. There's this girl who I know who's a Marine that she's stationed out in Hawaii right now. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing she told me. I appreciate and I admire so much all the work that you and your friends put in.
Yep.
You guys really went hard in a little amount of time, very short amount of time. And she was able to get, I think it was 4 or 5 people on board that she knows back here in New York to vote for you.
Yes.
I got people in Idaho, in California, in Florida, Texas. I kid you not. I post the conversations whenever I can. I show people the proof. That they're astounded. And I don't want to say no names to not hurt anybody's feelings, but there's plenty of people who regret not being part of the team.
Oh, yes.
That they said, you know, if we get another crack at this, we're all in this time around.
I know.
I want to keep it. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I know I'm with you. Yes.
Exactly. We keep the fire burning and all that. The pieces have already been put on the chessboard, and it's time to play chess. Yeah, we were angry, but come on. Who hasn't lost something in life, you know?
If you don't lose, do you we can give never know up how now, it is to win.
Or do we continue,
yep.
You know? And this is the thing also. So many people now are also telling, not only me, but I have friends that work in unions and all that, saying, oh, my God, we can't believe that we allowed this to happen. Look at what's going on in a matter of days.
Yep.
This is beyond corruption. You have Kolion Nuor, a gigantic public figure, supporting you. I'm going to do my best not to use profanity. People know me from my foul mouth. I'm going to do my best to not use profanity. But even Kolion Nuor dropped the F-bomb on Cuomo.
Yep.
So right there, we have this in the bag. People at the shooting range, when I made that video, the ones who didn't know about you, hey, who is that? You know what? Why this guy got a sign taped to his back? Who's running for governor? The elections were over. There's plenty of people I know in colleges right now. They don't even know who Andrew Cuomo is.
Mm-hmm.
We could do this.
Now look, we just got to keep pushing it forward, brother. That's all it is. My son, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for keeping the faith. Let's just keep moving.
Exactly. And one more thing, but before we let go, I just want to tell everybody, if you could spread word, we got over 100K. Plain and simple, $5 minimum a month. We make Larry a millionaire in less than a year.
That idea. That's amazing. Thank you. Yes, let's make Larry
hopefully
a millionaire.
People commit.
I love it. That's awesome. Thank you.
All right, Dad.
It.
See you next week. God
right.
bless you.
I'll see you
God
next
bless
week.
Your family.
You too. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye. All right. Let me grab Adam if I could. Adam, how are you?
Hello. Okay. I'm over here in Massachusetts, so I guess my first question would be, what is your thoughts and what will you do about family court operating under admiralty law jurisdiction and violating constitutional provisions protecting the people from certain infringements?
Nothing, because they didn't vote for me in New York State. I would have, Adam. I was the only person talking about reforming family court. I was the only one with a plan. I'm the only one who still has their website. I'm the only one who even brought it up. No one even brought it up. And all of the divorced, broken fathers in this state, they didn't vote for me. So I wish I could tell you how I would fix this, but I can't because they didn't vote for me. And so, yeah, you're correct. There are lots of problems in this system, and it should have been fixed. We should have been working on this literally a decade ago at least. I mean, to be forward with you, actually Spitzer brought this up. You know, our previous governor in 2006 actually brought this concept up. He was saying how broken this is and how it doesn't work and how bad it is. And he wanted to fix it. But then, of course, he got himself in trouble with hookers and he's gone. And since that, no one talks about it. So, Adam, I'm with you.
What would you do to fix it? What would you do to reform the family law?
You know what? The first thing I would do, over anything else, is I would shine a light on it, number one, because most people don't even realize it's a problem. The second thing I would do is I would make it so that when you lie in court, it is treated as perjury. And it isn't right now at all. Not just that, I wouldn't let the judges be able to decide that they can take your property, decide what you must pay, decide what you must do, and judge you with no due process. I would change those two things off the bat. Just those two things, you're rocking and rolling. So I hope I answered your question.
One more quick question.
Go ahead.
Have you read the New York State Constitution?
Of course.
Did you even know that there was one?
Wow. Why would you ask that question? Of course I have, and of course I would know that. Why would you even say that?
Well, because I ask a lot of, I ask my attorney general, I've asked multiple politicians, state representatives in Massachusetts, and none of them are even aware. I've had somebody admittedly tell me that they've never even read it.
Wow. No, I literally had a physical printout of it before I ran. Of course. I was running for governor, man. What do you think I would do? Of course I would. Yes. This is how when I built out my education system.
A lot of people like to talk about Constitution and everything, but nobody's actually read it.
Yeah, no. That's how the United States
Constitution.
Okay, you're here to preach. I'm sorry.
Not as important as state constitutions, in my opinion.
Yeah. What I'm saying to you is when I ran for governor, of course I printed out. It's one of the reasons why when I set my education plan up, I realized that we had to pay for education 1 through 12. It's in our Constitution. So it's when I talked about, you know, how we have to deal with our pensions, it's in the Constitution. So there's lots of things in the Constitution that, of course, I knew. I had to have that in mind when we actually put together our policy. So, of course. Thanks for the call, Adam. I appreciate it. All right, let me grab Mary. Mary, how are you?
Hey, Larry. Nice to talk to you again, sir. This is your AKA Stalker from Syracuse.
Oh, yes.
I had to share some stuff with you. After the election, I got to thinking, and I was talking to different people who have been real supporters of you.
Yeah.
And we all definitely agreed that you knocked a hole in the wall, as you talked about us coming through the wall with you and breaking the barriers down. And I want to thank you because I truly didn't know, A, what a libertarian was, and B, how much I can make more of an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And we still want to go out and wave signs for you, like, seriously, but we can't. So we're going to do our part in Syracuse. And we actually went to our first libertarian conference that they had.
Oh,
that
nice.
Was in Syracuse that you weren't able to attend.
Yep.
And the gentleman there said, me and Ronnie came out of the woodwork because he was impressed with us. And he goes, you know, if you guys went to every county with Larry, he'd probably be governor of New York. And I said, oh, my God. But I had to share that with you. And Rodney also created a bumper sticker that says, don't blame me, I voted for this guy.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's gone viral. People across New York are asking Rodney, where do we get this bumper sticker?
Nice. Thank you. That's amazing. Yes, that will be very good.
We are being supportive to you, and we're here for you, and we're going to do our part in the Libertarian Party. Rodney joined. I'm joining because what you have shared with us and empowered our state, you may not have won the end game, but you have made a hole in the wall, and we are appreciating you so much. And thank you so much, and we're here for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mary. That's amazing. Thanks for the call.
You know, it's good for you to hear that, you know, because it's such a struggle, and you did so much, and you're still doing so much. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and Rodney.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the call.
All right, have a good night.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. All righty. Want to grab Dan. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I'm running for public advocate, but that's not my question. The
The thing that's driving me nuts in the state is our dependence on natural gas.
Okay.
It's pretty out of control, and it's putting a lot of oil heat companies out of business and a lot of alternative fuels out of business. They're becoming illegal now. And there's one major company, American Natural Gas, that's supplying the gas to the Con Eds and the national grids. And then the state controls how much money they make off the gas. As a libertarian, would you even approach that as an issue? And what would your stance on that be?
Yeah, the issue with all this is you have to try to break government monopolies. That's the problem, right? You want to try to break government-sanctioned, government-backed monopolies. That happens again and again and again. That's what we're going to have with all those problems that happened in the on Long Island now with all their heating. That's going to be a disaster in the next coming years, this year and the year after. Our natural gas is all a disaster because of the monopoly, the government-backed monopoly. You want to start breaking those monopolies up. But the problem you have, it's not as easy as that may sound. In theory, that's easy. Just end it. The problem is those monopolies were put in place in an attempt to fix another problem. So that underlying problem is not fixed. So when you pull off the monopoly, you have the still problem still sitting there. So you actually have to do a phased way of phasing out and phasing in, which can be very difficult and can be a pain. But as long as you understand that once you have the monopoly, begin to work on getting rid of the monopoly, you can make this work. Now, here's the other problem. The second you begin to get rid of the monopoly, or when you have the monopoly, you end up having higher pricing, right? That's a problem also. If it's a government-run monopoly, prior to breaking the monopoly, you can put rules upon the people who you're protecting, right? If I'm the government and you're my company, which I'm now protecting as monopoly, I can say you must do A, B, or C, or I'll end the monopoly. So I can begin to give my consumer a bit of protection while I'm beginning to break the monopoly. I can't give you a detailed issue right now. I only have a minute left. But my point is, of course I want to break government monopolies. That's the problem in the long run. Sometimes force is a very good short-term answer. It often is, right? I need money. I pull out a gun and rob somebody. Short-term answer, I have money. Long-term, that's a big problem, right? Monopolies are the same issue. Short-term, they often work well. I'll establish a monopoly and I'll make this thing happen. Great, I've used force to force the market and this thing worked. Short-term, win. Yay, I get elected. And then long-term, big problem. That's what we're seeing now. We're seeing the short-term gain for long-term pain. Did I answer your question?
Yes, sir, it does.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Have a good night.
Yes.
All right, guys. Sorry, I'm up against the clock. I want to say two things. Number one, happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. We are rocking and rolling. I will be back on the air in about 3 weeks. Again, back here doing it again. It won't be every week now, guys. I can't do it. I got to work, too. I got to make money. I know. I got a wife and two kids I got to feed. So I can't do this every single week, but I'll be doing it in about 3 weeks. I'll be back again December. I think it's 12th. I'll be back again. And then again in January again. So I will be doing this again and again and again. And please follow all of the social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Follow them all. My LinkedIn page, Larry Sharp for Governor LinkedIn page. All of those things. Follow them all. And for those of you who want to, keep donating. LarrySharp.com. I use it for things just like this. And again, we have to report anyway, so you'll see where all the money is going. Donate if you want to. Please keep going. LarrySharp.com. Donate. Whatever you can give is great. And by the way, if you're doing a monthly donation and you can't swing anymore, feel free to stop your donation. If you can't do it, no worries. I know a lot of you gave a lot. So did I. We all gave. If you can't give anymore, I get it. And your donation, I'm not mad. It was for the governorship. I got it. But if you can keep going, please keep going. It's awesome. All right, guys, I want to say thank you so much. We're still rocking and rolling. I'll see you in 3 weeks. Happy Turkey Day. Stay warm. I'll see you in 3 weeks at the Gov Shack.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin, together we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.